Well, let's take this new guitar on a little spin. Passionate conservatism finally reared its tired head this week when Wilbur Ross, the billionaire Commerce Secretary, wondered aloud why these government workers forced to work without paychecks were lining up at food banks instead of running down to their local banks and applying for a loan. Trump's economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, referred to these folks as volunteers. They honor us, and they do it because of their love for the country and the office of the presidency, and presumably their allegiance to President Trump. Geez, where, you wonder, is Marie Antoinette these days? Have no doubt the peasants of France honored her with their love and allegiance to the king, you know, before they sliced their empty heads off in the blood-soaked streets of Paris. The Trump court, chock-a-block full of billionaire know-nothings, makes the Parisian court of Versailles look like a convention of physicists. The only thing sadder than this latest spectacle of insensitivity would be if the French had actually voted for Louis XVI, hoping he'd honor his promise to bring back the Stone Age to his countrymen. Marie married the little frat boy when he was 15. Melania at least waited until Trump was a bit older. It's no coincidence that the Trump mansion is decorated in wildly lurid French Baroque. Well, maybe Louis didn't have a gold toilet. Just a nice chamber pot, or a hell of an outhouse the peasants could keep clean when they weren't lining up for the royal loans.